Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It's hour three, breaking news live in L.A. It's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I am looking at my phone right now. The Seattle Seahawks are getting quarterback Drew Lock. Two firsts, two seconds, and three players. I'm hearing that right now on my phone. Seattle's getting two firsts, two seconds, and three players. And Denver gets Russell Wilson. I don't think Denver has a lot of holes to fill. They drafted a safety who's become a star. They have excellent corners. They've got a young safety star, a young corner star. They've got a young tight end star, a couple of really good young running back star. They've got a lot of very good young players who aren't making the big money yet. Their left tackle, who appeared to be a bust 2 years ago, has turned it around. He's playing well. Wow. I'm being told this right now. Two firsts, two seconds, three players. Now, is Drew Lock the fourth player? It has been agreed upon. It's official. It's been agreed upon. Yeah, Drew Lock's not in the NFC West. Let's move on from that nonsense. This is great for Denver. Denver gets the quarterback. Denver just needs a quarterback. This is what I said about the Sixers' James Harden. Oh, they gave up Ben Simmons and draft picks and Seth Curry and Andre Drummond. Who cares? Philadelphia got Harden. The team that gets the star wins the trade because there's very few stars. So the Denver Broncos are now in the Super Bowl bubble. By the way, Russ, huge win for Russ. He goes from a 70-year-old defensive coach to Aaron Rodgers' best buddy in the league, Nathaniel Hackett. And by the way, that's where the league is going, folks. It's going to young quarterbacks. The Ron Riveras, the Vic Fangios, the Mike Zimmers, the Pete Carroll. The world is changing. The league is changing away from their strength. So look at who ends up in the Super Bowl. Zach Taylor and Sean McVay. I mean, that's the reality of it. It's an offensive coach league. It's a quarterback league. This is a big win for Denver. They get the star. Seattle doesn't have a history of nailing their first-round picks anyway. Go look at their last 10 drafts. You got to do better in the NFC West than Drew Lock. I got nothing against Drew Lock or his family, but that's not going to play. And you could say, well, Russell Wilson, what a brutal division. Well, what is he in right now? The best division in football is the NFC West. So he's not – the AFC West is not as good as the NFC West. You don't have a – who's there, Sean McVay? You got Andy Reid, who's closer to 70 than 60. He's not going to be there forever. We don't know if Josh McDaniels and Derek Carr are going to work. Those Patriot coaches don't generally work. Brandon Staley is a defensive coach with Justin Herbert. That was the best quarterback not to make the playoffs. So the Chargers have not been a franchise that we always think over-delivers. We're usually disappointed with their outcomes. Again, I'd give up two firsts, 2 seconds, and some players. If Drew Lock's one of the three players, what do I care? It says here, Adam Schefter is reporting. Hold on 1 second. Getting stuff here.
What a day this has been.
Hold on 1 second, Joey.
Well, the picks are not a really big deal. The San Francisco 49ers gave up, what, 3 first-round picks and a second for Trey Lance? We have no idea if he can play.
The Rams gave up a second and a third for Von Miller. You think it was worth it? To an old defensive pass rusher.
Yeah, the picks to me are not the big deal there. Yeah. If you're in a win-now situation, the draft picks are not the issue. Now, I'm interested to see which of the players they gave up, if that affects some of their depth. But in the end, you need a quarterback. And this is what the Broncos have been struggling with since Manning.
Okay, so these talks, I'm told, started over 2 weeks ago. George Payton. Look at that. By the way, Jerry Jeudy, the wide receiver for Denver, just tweeted, oh, we lit.
Yeah, he's had a mood swing today.
Can you imagine being a Bronco fan? The first hour of sports radio, next hour. By the way, you're asking me, would I take Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson? I would take Russell. I got more prime left. He adds a mobility quotient that Aaron doesn't. I mean, Russell's really Kyler Murray, except he never gets hit. I think a maturity, less drama with Russell Wilson. By the way, Aaron always acted like he was upset with Green Bay. Green Bay has done him solid. Always has good old lines. They draft and develop as well as anybody in the league. Outside of the Jordan Love pick, they usually nail their first-round picks. Russell's got real complaints. You got a bunch of running backs that are bees. You got an offensive line you can't fix. Since you let Max Unger go at center, it's never been the same. You've had a lot of bad coordinators. The defense is regressing. Bad lines, bad running backs. And here comes McVay, and here comes Kyle Shanahan, and here comes Cliff Kingsbury, all these offensive guys, and you've got an older defensive coach. So, you can't believe anybody. Pete Carroll last week is like, we have no plans on trading Russell Wilson. My source just told me they've been working on this for 2 weeks. Believe what people do, not what they say. And I don't want this to be like, Hold on.
Schefter just tweeted, Seattle gets Shelby Harris along with Drew Lock in multiple picks.
Oh, God. Well, my hometown team is... fourth place, you'll get a fourth place schedule when you're in fourth place. You get a fourth place schedule. So the Seahawks will have several fourth place schedules for, hold on. Okay, Peter Schrager also just tweeted, Seattle is getting a noted offensive star from Denver. I'm going to guess this. It may be one of their backs. Maybe Denver says with the escapability and mobility, it wouldn't be Melvin Gordon's too expensive. Now, he's a free agent, so it's not Melvin Gordon. Who would they get? Is it Fant, the tight end? More of a catcher than a blocker. He's a really good player.
I mean, I have to imagine they would throw in a decent player in this trade.
It's not that I don't care about the draft picks, but Russell Wilson's absolutely... You gave up two first-rounders.
If you're in
a
win-now situation, the draft picks are not something to be that dramatic about. I mean, the Rams have shown that. When you're in a different phase of your organization, draft picks are very important. When you have a lot of expensive players and you need to get some younger talents, or you're not in a win now situation, draft picks are more valuable.
Seattle gave up 2 firsts, a third, and a safety for Jamal Adams. For a safety who's not even a good cover safety. So Denver had to give up a couple of firsts, a third, and a couple of seconds. And Drew Lock's not a starter, in my opinion, in the league. What do I care? So, wow. But yesterday, we had said that if Aaron re-signs with Green Bay, it's not really a story other than that day. It didn't even last an hour and 45 minutes on our show. It is no longer a story. So this is the story. This, I got to tell you, I will say this as somebody that's employed by Fox. We're running out of quarterbacks in the NFC. I mean, seriously, we have lost Russell Wilson, Brady and Breeze in 3 years. It's like the AFC now is insane. Good Lord. Think about this. Who are the 10 best quarterbacks in the league right now? Just think about this. Okay, let's go. Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers,
Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford,
and okay,
Joe Burrow,
Josh Allen,
Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson.
Derek Carr's in my top 10.
Derek Carr.
Okay, so Stafford and Aaron Rodgers, we just named your NFC championship for next year. I mean, come on now. We don't know what Jalen Hurts is. We don't know what Trey Lance is going to be. We don't know what Justin Fields is going to be. Man. I mean, there's an argument to be made. Dak is the third best quarterback in the NFC. Dak is not.
Well, Kyler Murray.
Yes, please. Let's get that done in Arizona.
Yeah.
We need that at Fox. Please, let's get that done in Arizona.
Kyler Murray. And, you know, wherever Deshaun Watson ends up this year.
NFC would be great. Please. We need him. I mean, it's a quarterback league. We need quarterbacks. Wow. Russell Wilson is going to the Denver Broncos in one of the biggest trades in my career.
This is one of the biggest
in my career of doing NFL sports talk and all this stuff. This is as big an NFL trade as I ever remember. Now, NBA's had some shockers. Going back to Kareem, Milwaukee Lakers in the 70s, early 70s. This may be the biggest NFL trade I can remember. I'm trying to think of a bigger, I mean, as you tell me. Think about this. And absolutely, get me the graphic of the last 4 years in Seattle with Russell Wilson. You did it last week, his last 4 years. With a bad O-line, bad backs, I don't believe Seattle has a number one wide receiver. Okay, here it is. Everybody wants to blame Russell Wilson. So the Seahawks in the last 4 years have gone 12 wins, 11 wins, 10 wins, 7. So you want to blame Russell. His completion percentage has gone from 65 to 66 to 68 to 65. That's not, I mean, again, he's playing from behind now a lot. It's harder to throw. His TD interception ratio is 5 to 1, 5, 6 to 1, 4 to 1, 4.5 to 1. That's not him. Yards per game? Much bigger in 2020 when they threw more, but that's fairly consistent last 4 years. Passer rating, now that has gone from 110 to 106 to 105 to 103. A lot of that is the line's bad. Russell's not the issue. He is not the issue. A defense that even Pete Carroll acknowledged yesterday has gotten arrogant and outdated.
It's at the bottom of the league.
Again, they gave up 2 firsts. I think they gave up 2 firsts, a third, and a safety for Jamal Adams. Now they got 1 pick back. I'm giving up 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a third, and a couple of players. Peter Schrager is saying they are getting a star back. So who? Denver's offensive star, Noah Fant, and again, he's not Travis Kelce, but he's a really good tight end. Maybe a Jerry Jeudy, although I don't think it's him. I don't think you can classify as Jerry Jeudy as a star yet. Cortland Sutton, maybe a star. I don't know who you'd say. Denver's got really good players. An offensive star, I'm thinking Fant. Although they got Gerald Everett last year from the Rams, so they're not there. It's not a position of absolute need immediately. Gerald Everett's fine. Boy, and here's the other thing. You know, you got to be very careful in the NBA of giving up 3-point shooters. Daryl Morey of the Sixers told me 2 weeks ago. In that trade to Brooklyn, he wanted to throw up having to give up Seth Curry. Not Steph. Seth Curry is where he lost sleep. Not Drummond, not the draft picks, not Ben Simmons. He's like, that one hurt. He's a B player, but he can hit threes. Be very careful about giving up three-point shooters, right? Because the culture's changed. They're gold bars. Be very careful in a quarterback-centric league thinking, you know, we'll get Drew Lock for a couple years, and then we'll... There aren't many comps on the market for Russell Wilson.
There aren't many. There are none.
And he's got five minimum, because he's like LeBron. He takes care of his body. He's got five minimum.
He said he wants to play to 45.
Yeah, I don't doubt it at all. 5 to 6 minimum peak years. Now, I'm thinking, so Schrager reports that Seattle will get an offensive star in return. It may be running back Javonte Williams, who is sensational. And that means, would Denver re-sign Melvin Gordon, who's a very solid back? Maybe that's the piece. Listen, I like Denver's front office more than I like Seattle's. So Denver will figure it out.
I'm sitting here trying to work through Seattle's side of this trade, because I've always maintained I'm not giving up Russell Wilson unless he wants out.
By the way, how many, you know, you know, just think about this. If you're a quarterback, do you really want to go to Seattle? Defensive head coach in that division? I don't know. It's just my opinion. Doesn't mean anything, right? I'm just out here spitting in the wind. Denver is the Sixers. They needed one thing, a star who can get a bucket. They got Harden. They're 5-0. Denver needs one thing, a quarterback. They got depth everywhere. Patrick Sertan, they got their lockdown corner. They have a great safety. They may re-sign Von Miller. Again, they're very lucky. They have 6 or 7 good young players they're not paying any money to. So they got a couple of years here that they can, you know, they can kind of figure out Russ. He's not going to be the kind of cap hit where they're limited on what they can do. This is Tampa before Brady. They've got all the pieces.
I would argue it's a longer-term play than that.
And I would take Russell over Aaron. Now, nobody in Green Bay is going to believe this, but Aaron is just perpetual drama. Russell just didn't like for a year. Russell was the greatest guy ever, Wisconsin, Seattle, and a year ago he's like, get me out of here. That's one time. Aaron's been drama for a decade. He'd been nonstop drama. He was drama when Favre was there. Like, Russell's been dramatic one. Big difference between somebody who is for the first time unhappy in a situation and somebody that's perpetually griping. So I would take Russell over Aaron. Aaron throws a prettier ball, but this is unbelievable. This is a massive NFL-altering deal. You know what? I look pretty good in orange. Hold on.
Is there more sources coming through?
Oh my God. Listen, if we don't get another major trade in the next 20 minutes, I don't even need to show up anymore. That's all we do on this show, big trades. So Aaron Rodgers re-signed Green Bay. We know that story. A lot of guaranteed money. He'll win that division. The player is Noah Fant. That was one of our guesses.
Okay.
So Seattle now has Noah Fant and Gerald Everett. Those are good tight ends. Noah's a really good player. So, by the way, what is the NFL draft this year? A great tight end class. It's a very good tight end class. Noah is really big. I mean, he's just massive, fills the uniform out, really talented tight end. So they're going to have to go out and get another tight end. They will. It's a very good tight end class.
So they got Shelby Harris, Drew Lock, Noah Fant, and multiple picks.
I would take Russell Wilson every day, twice on Sunday. Wow. I love this job. I'll send a new contract today. Is every day going to be like this? No more August 11th that I've got to fill.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
So here's the deal again. Seattle gets Drew Lock, a tight end Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, defensive lineman. They get 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and a 5th. Denver gets Russell Wilson in a 4th. Now, Denver does have a backup tight end they like. Kid from Missouri, like 3-year starter. Last name hard to pronounce. Number 85, Albert Okwuegbunam. More of a pass catcher than a blocker. So, and that may have been the problem. Fant is more of a vertical pass catcher than a blocker. So they may want, I think it's a win for Denver. They didn't have to give up young star running back. Like, that's a win for them. They didn't have to give up any of those receivers, their left tackle. They upgraded quarterback. They have really interesting backs. I love their general manager. So they get Russell Wilson, 4th-round pick, give up some firsts, some seconds, and some players who are very expendable. They look at Noah Fant as really good. We all do. Not everybody loves Fant. He's not as good as the young tight end. Many don't view him as good as the young tight end in Detroit, who everybody loves. T.J. Hockenson, to me, is a better tight end. T.J. is great. I also think the Steelers rookie is really good. So, but no offense, big. I mean, fills the uniform out like a giant tight end. Can get vertical. Not everybody loves him. Is he too finesse? Whatever. They trust their drafting. That's what they're telling you. They trust their draft. That's what the Rams do. The Rams don't have a first-round pick last several years. They trust their scouting department. We'll go find guys in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th round. And by the way, the Rams have 14 of the 22 starters for the Rams are drafted guys. They don't care. They'll give up first to go get stars. This is what the Rams are doing. We'll give up a first to get Jalen Ramsey. We'll give up a couple of firsts to get Matt Stafford. You do not have to be great in the NFL everywhere. The Cincinnati Bengals had a below-average offensive line and average linebacking core and almost won the Super Bowl. You can't be terrible anywhere. Seattle this morning is lousy at quarterback. The most important position. Greg Jennings. Greg Jennings, when we booked him, it was the best story of the day. And now it's just, you know, it's just, what do you make of that? What do you make of the Russell Wilson move? Your first thought on that?
It's huge. It's very big. Number one, I was listening to you, and it's like all the quarterbacks are migrating to the AFC, which leaves us, like you said, with almost nothing but Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford. But this is huge for the Denver Broncos. I love the move. They obviously had their eye on Russell Wilson the entire time, and Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks knew it. It was a matter of Aaron Rodgers and whatever he was going to come to terms with the, whether it be him staying in Green Bay or making the move to Denver. And Nathaniel Hackett has to be a happy individual
right now. Oh, Lord.
He has to be a happy individual right now to land Russell Wilson.
Think about this, Greg. I'm going to give you a current combo in the NFL. You tell me how well it did. Old defensive coach and average quarterback. Denver gets Vic Fangio fired. Minnesota got Mike Zimmer fired. Washington, Ron Rivera in trouble. Pete Carroll now is going to be old defensive coach, suboptimal at quarterback. You get fired. That's how you get fired in the NFL. Doesn't mean Pete can't coach and Vic can't coach. I think Mike Zimmer's a really good football coach. The world's changing. Like, it's all offense now. So, wow, wow, wow. Now, here it is on the screen again, just to let you look at this, Greg. Drew Lock, Noah Fant. Noah Fant, he's big. What are your takeaway on Noah Fant?
I feel like the Broncos, they won this trade. They clearly won this
trade. That's what I think.
Now, the Seattle Seahawks, they were trying to just get assets. They needed draft picks back, obviously, with what it did with Adams a few years ago. So they had lost a lot of assets, and they needed that. Russell Wilson was going to provide that. I'm not a huge fan of Noah Fant. I don't think he's a bad tight end. I think he's shown some flashes, but he's been too up and down for me. He's not your complete package of a tight end that we're starting to see some of these guys. And he definitely can be a bright spot. But he's going back to the no quarterback situation.
So, also, yeah. I mean, Greg, he also had a bad case of the drops. He may overcome that, but if I recall, I think Noah had a real case of the drops for the first year in the NFL. He really struggled catching the football. Again, man, nobody looks better in their uniform, including Travis Kelce, the Noah Fant at tight end. He is a physical exception in the National Football League. Had a case
with
of the drops.
A ton of speed.
Ton of speed. Very vertical. Doesn't really want to block. The backup kid they like, he doesn't block much either. So it's a very deep tight end class for Denver. All right, let's go to the Green Bay thing. You thought Aaron would stay. Anything shock you?
No. No, when you're in your career at this stage in the juncture for Aaron Rodgers, it's about really one or two things. And he was able to get both staying in Green Bay. Getting the money, getting paid, and having an opportunity to win. That's what you're looking at when you're this long in your career, this tenured, you want to know that you can have an opportunity to continue to win and compete for Lombardi trophies. Check. Green Bay checks that box. Another check. How much money are you guys going to be willing to pay me? Well, he showed that he was going to be one of the guys that they were going to have to pay because of his play. They were wrong. The Green Bay Packers, they were wrong. They're not. It doesn't mean that they're going to get rid of Jordan Love, but they were wrong, and they allowed Aaron Rodgers to do what he does best and really prove that, you know what, I'm going to make you pay for it. And they have definitely paid for it, but I think everybody wins in this situation. The Green Bay Packers are an organization that wants to win and wants to win now. They're not huge on quarterback turnover. You think about the last two quarterbacks they've had over the span of 10 or 30 whatever years, 30 years I think it is so far. So for me, this is a win for the Green Bay Packers, even though they were wrong. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have to deliver, because that's kind of what they're expecting on the back end of this. Look, we didn't move on from you. We needed you. We put things together. We brought in Tom Clemens. We're going to make sure that Devontae is going to get locked in. Now, we're going to lose some pieces, but you got to deliver. And he hasn't delivered in a while. And when I say deliver, we all know what that looks like. It's a Lombardi trophy back in Green Bay.
All right. Hold on one second here, Greg.
More breaking news? What is...
Hey, you know, this show's about journalism. Hold on. Hold on. So it says, just think about it this way. Here's what Seattle got. So Drew Lock, not a long-term starter, not worth a point in the NFL per game.
Correct.
Noah Fant, nice player, not a top five tight end, not worth a point in an NFL game. Shelby Harris, nice defensive lineman, no question. And draft picks, of which 30% in the NFL are whiffs. Seattle gets Russell Wilson. Between Russell Wilson and Drew Lock, there's probably a 7 to 8 point per game difference. I mean, like in Vegas, that's a touchdown. And an organization that gets a fourth round pick with a history of drafting well. Like George Payton knows what he's doing. He's a really good general manager. And this, Russell gets an offensive coach, which is the trend in the NFL, a young offensive coach from an old defensive coach. I think it's lopsided.
It is. And this is telling, Colin, because it really allows us to look into the relationship between Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. It was fractured. And Russell Wilson, being the consummate pro that he is, he wasn't going to mull it through the mud and drag things out. He was just going to do his job and do it at the highest level, understanding that he wanted out. He established that last offseason. We all knew that. And nothing really changed. And winning covers a multitude of ills and lulls and sins, if you will. But they didn't win. And so nothing for Russell Wilson was changing. And so when you look at this, it's a battle of who has the louder voice, Pete Carroll or Russell Wilson? And when you have two guys, your head coach and your quarterback, your most valuable player, and they're not seeing eye to eye, you have a potential fracture happening in your organization, starting at the two most important pieces, the head coach and your quarterback. So something had to give. I was thoughtful that it might have been Pete Carroll. But I'm not shocked that Russell Wilson gets out and he gets an offensive guy and he gets to do what he wants to do offensively. And I think Nathaniel Hackett is going to embrace all that he brings. Yeah, the Denver Broncos, by a landslide, in my opinion, win this deal. But I believe that the Seattle Seahawks were just really ready to move on and start fresh and try to reestablish what Pete Carroll is all about, and that's defense first.
All right, Greg Jennings, well-appointed as usual. What a professional. Just think, the Green Bay story was the biggest story in the world for an hour.
And now, right.
Seriously, now it's like, right. This is such a big move. Good seeing you, buddy. Greg Jennings.
Likewise.
The CFO that gets it, get it. The CFOs that don't. Go to netsuite.com/herd, one-of-a-kind financing. So, I mean, all you need to know is look at, just be honest about this. The Rams have been giving up, when's the last time the Rams had a first-round pick? They just held a parade. Why? They got better at quarterback. And they weren't terrible at quarterback, they just got better at quarterback. The Broncos were kind of terrible at quarterback. They just got a star. And as Joy has said, put up those numbers again, the graphic again. We do this in sports all the time. We don't allow for a bad year. Now, Joy and I have never had one, but most people do. We don't allow for a bad year. If you have a bad year, you're a bum. Go look at Russell Wilson in the last 4 years. This is what you get with a defensive coach and a bad O-line. He's going to complete, on average, 66.5% of his throws, a 4.5-to-1 touchdown interception ratio, 245 yards a game, and a passer rating that will average 107. That's an All pro. Also, 5 to 6 years of prime. Also, because of his ability to run, you know, I've said this before, every receiver that goes to Seattle, DK Metcalf, dropped in the draft, star with Seattle. Tyler Lockett, gadget guy, star in Seattle. Doug Baldwin, undrafted, star in Seattle. Okay, Will Disley was a defensive end in college, at Washington. They moved him to blocking tight end. He goes to Seattle, Russell Wilson. He's an effective pass catcher. Everybody with Russell. It's the Chris Paul effect. Everybody that plays the wing has their best year with Chris Paul. What happened to Blake Griffin the minute he left Chris Paul? I don't even know where he lives. I mean, seriously, it's like disappeared. It's like D.B. Cooper. Where'd he go? I jump out of a plane? Where'd he go? Everybody that plays with Chris Paul is like 15-20% better. Every offensive piece. With Russell Wilson. Look at all their receivers. DK Metcalf, nobody wanted him. He's a sensation. Tyler Lockett, gadget guy. Doug Baldwin, undrafted. One of the areas, Freddie Swain now can play. One of the areas Seattle never busts at is a receiver. Why is that? I don't know. It's funny. It's funny. It's like everybody loves Phoenix Suns now. All these same guys couldn't win basketball games 1 minute before Chris Paul arrived. Did you think, DeAndre Ayton, his first year in the league, everybody thought he was a bust. Now it's like, oh, he's the next great young center. Like, there's just a handful of these point guards like Chris Paul and Russell Wilson. It's IQ, it's self-awareness, they elevate, they lubricate. Everywhere Chris Paul goes, everybody gets like 15% better. Half of the NBA GMs weren't sure about DeAndre Ayton. Half of them were like, I don't know. Chris Paul arrives, everybody wants DeAndre Ayton. Woo! You know, as a Seattle guy, people probably hate what I'm saying. Listen, it's not like Seattle. If Seattle got the quarterback right within a year, then you'd be like, it's great. It's not Drew Locke. That's not it. As the kids say, that ain't it. Okay, if you can get the quarterback right and get all these picks, that's fine. Because Seattle is in, we've talked about this, Seattle's in rebuild mode. They just don't want to admit it. They were in rebuild mode, I said, 2 years ago. Now they're in rebuild mode and don't have a quarterback in the toughest division in football. That's not great. Well, Colin, what would have made it great? Not sure, but that's not it. I've said before, the best deal for Seattle was the Raiders. Go get Derek Carr. You know, give me Josh Jacobs, Derek Carr, and a bunch of picks. And Seattle could have a legit back, a legit quarterback. Not Russell Wilson, but darn good. But, boy, you go in a quarterback league, when you go from Russell Wilson to, I don't know, we got some draft picks. That is never the right answer. Ever. Sorry. That's just a... Joy, why don't you take it away? I've just got to...
Do we want to do it here or we want to come back?
Yeah, why don't we come back? My God. No show will ever live up to this.
I know. It's tough.
No other show. Like, Wednesday's show is already sad. Like, Wednesday's saying we can't compete with Tuesday. Well, we can. I have six stories here. I didn't get to any of them. That's how great today was.
How, yeah.
In our careers.
Right off that Calvin Ridley news,
Calvin Ridley's like, yeah. It's good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right
with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Manscapes launched their ultra premium collection all-in-one skin and hair care kit. Go to manscaped.com, code HERD, H-E-R-D, 20% off free shipping. So essentially, the Seahawks got a couple of firsts, a couple of seconds, a fifth round pick, Drew Lock, Shelby Harris, and Noah Fant. Seattle, that's what Seattle gets. The Broncos get Russell Wilson, a fourth round pick. So if the fourth and fifth round picks, I mean, basically, that's a wash, right? Denver has a history in recent years of drafting better than Seattle, though. So a fourth-round pick for Denver is not just a fifth-round pick for Seattle. Folks, you can go NBA, NFL. You get the star, you win. Drew Lock will never be a franchise quarterback. Noah Fant's a good tight end, but has limitations. Shelby Harris is actually a good player. A couple of first-round picks. Seattle's whiffed on a lot of those. A couple of seconds, a fifth-round pick. In a division also. Think about this. Think about now. People could say, well, look at the division he went to. So Russell Wilson reportedly turned down Washington. So Washington, he had a no-trade clause. There's only seven or eight no-trade clauses in the entire NFL. Russell has one of them. So Washington offered a package and Denver did. He took the Denver one. He's right. I like their GM. I like their talent. Yes, the division's much harder. Russell Wilson is not running from competition. He would have easily been the best quarterback in the NFC East. Easily. But I don't like the Washington owner. Their roster's not as good as Denver. You can win more games, but who cares? You want to be, if you trust your talent, you don't give a rip. You want to play with the very best. And so Russell's saying, I'll go toe-to-toe with Mahomes and Derek Carr and Herbert. I'll go toe-to-toe. Nathaniel Hackett, you don't know if he's going to be great. Nobody knows, but he is an offensive coach. And Russell Wilson, all you need to do is go back to Russell Wilson's 1 year at Wisconsin. Go look at his numbers. And Wisconsin is always like defense and running. They've had one great offensive year in the history of their program. It's the Russell year. He literally transferred, was named captain in fall ball, took over, 33 touchdowns, 7 picks, something like that. 4 picks. Like it's like one of the great college years of all time in a program known for like offensive line play, run the ball. The 1 year Wisconsin's been fascinating to watch. The 1 year. And Pete Carroll, by the way, fired twice in the NFL, losing record in Seattle. Russell wins, now Russell leaves. Good luck. We have a trend in the NFL. Older defensive coaches who don't get the importance of quarterbacks, Ron Rivera, Vic Fangio. And I'm not going to blame Mike Zimmer. It is what it is. You know, they needed a quarterback. But, Wow. Think about this. Think about how good the AFC is at quarterback now. The AFC West has four of, in my opinion, the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, and Derek Carr. Now, I like Carr more than most, but I put him 10, 11, something there. This morning, Kirk Cousins is arguably the fifth best quarterback in the NFC. If there was a fifth team in the AFC West, Kirk Cousins would be the fifth best quarterback in the AFC West. And he's not, I mean, Kirk can play. That is officially the best division in football. They just took it from the NFC West because Seattle's not going to be any good. I'm sorry. Unless they figure out, I'm guessing here because they get rid of Russell's deal. I'm guessing Seattle goes big for somebody else. There's no way Seattle can say Drew Lock is our answer.
I don't believe that Drew Lock is the answer either, but who else is out there that's big other than Deshaun Watson?
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz is a.
I can go from Russell to Carson, and still, in my mind, I'm fairly viable.
Yeah, if you want to be viable.
How, Mitch Trubisky. He cost you a nickel.
I think they're going to make a move to be viable, but being viable and it being the future are two different things. I think they make some sort of move like that.
Trubisky.
Lower level starter type of move to stay afloat in a very tough division. And then next year, in a much better quarterback draft, they now have the draft capital to move up, which they won't have to do. They won't have to move as far because they won't be as competitive, and move up and get your future franchise quarterback. You're not going to just run this out with Drew Lock in that division.
Can't. Makes the GM, the coach, you can't do it.
I can't assume that Seattle is just, they're just crazy. They don't understand that they need a quarterback.
They're going to go after Trubisky or Wentz. Again, Deshaun Watson, we don't know what's going on there.
I don't think the Colts are moving off of Wentz. For who?
Just got a text. Do we have any music for looming?
Are you chewing on your nails?
It's a very nerve-wracking day for me.
Okay, we're not going to go into bad habits.
Okay, hold on. So I'm going to throw this out there.
Okay.
God, this is so rando. Teddy Bridgewater, Seattle? They just take Denver's quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, they have to get somebody better than Drew Lock. Teddy Bridgewater is better than Drew Lock. They're going to get a bridge guy.
Teddy Bridgewater, in my opinion, and Trubisky are kind of bridge quarterbacks.
I would go with Mitchell Trubisky because of the weather.
Yeah. I'm not going. Somebody just said in my ear, Marcus Mariota.
No, he's too injury prone also.
I'd be honest with you. Trubisky, again, Teddy and Trubisky are bridge quarterbacks. The difference is Trubisky, I bet you Pete looks at him and thinks, he got to the playoffs twice in the NFC. He can run around. Mitch is an easy guy, no drama, runs around. He's a bridge. We talked about this yesterday. There's franchises and backups. And then there's about five bridge guys in the NFL. Trubisky, Tyrod Taylor,
Jameis Winston, Teddy Bridgewater.
They're bridge guys. They can be productive. You can win games with them.
I would put Carson Wentz in that category. I know people think he's more talented than that.
You and I, a big disagreement there.
He completely collapsed at the end of the season.
Listen, I've had bad segments.
You've not had bad seasons.
Whew.
What a day. By the way, we haven't gotten to it yet, but Mike Williams' extension with the Chargers, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I know.
3-year contract extension.
Yeah, he's a hard matchup. Mike Williams is like Mike Evans. There's just no corners that match up. They're like basketball players. They're like so strong and so tall. And Mike really wanted to be a Charger, so I like that move.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are body types, and there's just nothing on the market for it. Mike Evans, there is no corner in the league that – the one guy that – Lattimore in New Orleans could give him trouble, but he's a hard matchup. And Mike Williams is a hard matchup.
And they needed to keep that – core group in place.
Good news for Faherty, best-selling Legend sweater shirt back in stock, all new colors, great looking clothes, top quality, stretchy, never slouchy. Go to fahertybrand.com, use the code HERD20 for 20% off. Aaron Rodgers has delivered a tweet saying, I'm back with the Packers, the reports you're hearing on my contract are false, and to that my opinion is, hey, everybody, want to clear things up? Yes, I'll be playing with the Packers. Reports about me signing a contract are inaccurate, as are the supposed terms of the contract I signed. I'm very excited to be back. Okay.
We're on to us.
It doesn't matter. He's a Packer. I don't care about the cap.
Okay, great.
That's your problem.
Congrats. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm. I wish he would take the foot off his avatar on Twitter.
I've seen enough of his foot.
We're happy for Aaron. He's the second page of the sports section today.
I mean, it's great. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. They're going to win lots of regular season games like they always do.
You and I were on this a year ago. We said Denver's going to get a quarterback.
I didn't see this one coming, but
wow! I don't.
I'll take it.
I am. This is so much fun. This is great. So, Seattle's got to find a quarterback. Listen, we know in the next 48 hours, Seattle's going to sign a quarterback. I'll make that prediction. Who it is, I don't know. Teddy, Mitch, Carson, Seattle in 48 hours is going to sign a quarterback. That's my big prediction. See you tomorrow.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.